This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Northwestern University officials today have released a progress report on efforts to combat anti-Semitism on campus. Efforts include restricting when and where students can protest and streamlining investigations against students and staff. The progress report says the number of reports of anti-Semitism at Northwestern has dropped by 88% from November of 2023 to November of last year. The university is under mounting pressure from the Trump administration to punish students who protest Israel's attacks on Gaza. Illinois students and public university leaders are hammering home the importance of federal education funding and infrastructure for students who are marginalized. Jacqueline Salgado was the first in her family to go to college, thanks largely to federal financial aid.
I graduated from the University of Illinois Chicago debt-free, thankfully due to the Pell Grants that were accessible to students like myself, as well as programs like the Federal Work Study, as I did work through my whole undergrad, and I continue to work through my grad student program.
Salgado is now a graduate student at the University of Illinois Chicago, researching the health of farm workers. She worries President Trump's cuts to federal education and research funding could interrupt that work. Work is underway to finally make the Austin Green Line station on Chicago's west side fully accessible. Mayor Brandon Johnson joined with other leaders today to cut the ribbon as trains went by.
I just want to be very clear about what we're getting. A brand new elevator and a ramp, y'all.
The CTA has long lagged in its goal to make all train stations accessible by the year 2038, citing funding as the biggest impediment. At least 42 stations remain inaccessible to people who have disabilities. The $25 million project at the Austin stop is being funded through a federal program and the state of Illinois' capital spending. The City of Chicago and NASCAR have announced course construction for this summer's NASCAR street race will be reduced by nearly 2 weeks. Setup and breakdown time in Grant Park is scheduled to take 25 days, down from 38 days last year. Traffic and street closures will last 18 days. The first partial street closures in the South Loop start on June 19th. The races are July 5th and 6th, and streets will begin reopening the following morning. And the Chicago Blackhawks have debuted two recent draft picks during last night's 5-2 loss to the Utah Hockey Club. Oliver Moore and Sam Renzel both decided to leave the University of Minnesota early to begin their pro careers with the Hawks this season. Moore says being able to turn pro alongside his former college teammate has helped with transitioning to the big league.
We're living in the same hotel, same apartment right now, and just having a guy to go through it with, share the experience with, talk to. It means the world, and Sam's the perfect guy to do that with. So
Blackhawks have lost 10 of their last 11. The team ends its five-game homestand on Wednesday against the Colorado Avalanche. Weather sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high in the upper 40s, a little bit cooler near the lake. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s, and partly sunny on Tuesday with a high again in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.